We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father. We have come, activate us. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father. We have come to receive strength. We have come, activate us. I have come unto the Lord. I have come unto the Lord. I have come to the Father. I have come. Activate me. 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 Gracious Lord and our Father, we thank you because of this opportunity you've brought us here again today. Father, take over. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. Do what only you can do. May there be no obstruction of what you want to do. May no flesh glory in your presence. Father, let there really be activation in the lives of every one of us. Your word says you're going to mold a wall of fire round about us, and you're going to be the glory in the midst of us, Father. Every places where your children, your daughters are gathered right now from different places, mold a wall of fire around every one of us and be the glory in the midst of us. Every anti-activator, every power that may want to rise against the activations you want to do today, we come against them. I come against them today. I raise up a standard against them in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, do what only you can do. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father, because you've answered. For it's in Jesus' mighty name I've prayed. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sisters, for coming. I welcome you to this wonderful program. And I believe that it's going to be a very, very unique time in our lives. In all our existence, we're going to remember this for good in the name of Jesus. Let us look into what God is going to do to us today. Let us look at the Word. Let us look at our Father. Let us look at the Holy Spirit that is inside of us, who is ready to make everything possible that we thought was not possible. And let us look at the blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Let us look at the God, three in one, fighting for us, contending for us because of so much love. Let us just focus on the Godhead, and let us see what the Lord God Almighty is going to do in our lives today. And I pray that, you know, what he does in our life today will be permanent. We will never recover from it in the name of Jesus. We're going to be looking very quickly at, you know, the activation of our wombs. You know, if you have studied me a little bit, you understand the fact that I'm just very, very particular about the womb. Because since I got a revelation of the womb that a woman carries, you know, my life has just never remained the same again. And I just don't look at women the same way anymore. I don't just look at a girl that is fine, that is shapy or something. I just look at a womb. And I'm very certain that's actually how God looks down at a woman. He just looks at a womb. It is very, very powerful to have your womb. The activation of your womb, the activation of the womb, that is what we are going to be crying for today. And now, what is activation? Activation is a quickening. And what is a quickening? If you look at the King James Version, you'll say, quicken me, O Lord, quicken me. That will quicken the dead. You know, what does it mean for a dead person to be quickened? It means that you inject life into something that is dead. For instance, a desert suddenly becomes a garden. That is an activation that has happened. For instance, and that's one part of it. Then there is another part of activation also that doesn't necessarily have to do with something that is dead. The thing is just dormant. For instance, there are seeds of corn inside a bottle now, you know.
They're just there for decoration. In fact, if you come back in the next 10 years, the seeds are still going to be there. Then activation means you pick that seed actually, and it goes into the soil, and then it sprouts, and then it produces fruit. That is an activation that has happened. It breaks open and brings forth life. That's another type of activation. So there are activation of things that have already died. They've been destroyed in our lives. And then there are some things that are not destroyed. They're just dormant. They don't have any use. They just think there. You don't even probably know they exist. That's exactly what we're going to be looking at. We are going to be activating. So when we are talking about activating this whole season, understand that it's a quickening. And I want to tell you, sisters, we have 2 weeks to 2026. And if you don't believe in times and seasons, I will implore you, please believe in it. There is a season and there is a time under which we are operating right now. And it will be very, very disastrous and a very big disadvantage that you do not take advantage of this, or you do not wake up. You are not discerning to pick up what is actually flying around us over our heads. If the Holy Spirit has not been able to, if you're still at ease in Zion, you know, at this period, at this particular season, then something might actually be wrong with your receptacles. And that is actually one of the reasons why we are crying. Activate me, Lord. What is a womb? You know, because some single sisters are just wondering, activate my womb for what? And then some married women who are done giving birth to all their kids are like, which one is activate womb again? Your womb is your depth. Your capacity, your intensity. It is a place. Your womb is a place, is a real place. Things happen there. Things of the spirit. That's why the Lord said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, you know, the Lord actually entered inside it and started to form you for me. Like it's a place where things are happening. It has a gate. It can be closed, it can be open. You see, and the Lord remembered her and opened her womb, you know, and the Lord shut her womb. It has a gate. It is not. So we women, you know, for men and women, we all have wombs. That is just it. If you go back into the beginning, you would see the Lord bless them. After he made man and woman, he blessed them. And he told them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. He said, you should have dominion over the water and the land and the sky. The land, the water and the sky. It was not just talking about the physical reproduction. It was talking about something deep. It was talking about something huge. A woman, a natural woman, has, when you give birth to a baby, that baby has around 1 to 2 million eggs in her ovaries. 1 to 2 million eggs. Before she gets to puberty anyway, everything gets reduced to about 300,000. And so about 300,000. And a woman in all her life, many times, the average of eggs she releases that reaches maturity is just 400 in a stage of fertility, a fertility period. 400. You know, you release one egg today now, January, February, just 1 year, 12 eggs. Or maybe one time happened, you release 2 eggs or something. Just that. And then maybe you have fertility period for like 40 years or something. That's it. That's basically it. Why did God then put so much more there? It is a message. You see, if a man goes into a woman right now, just one encounter that a man has, whatever he emits, whatever comes out of him, has, when I checked it, tens to hundreds of millions of sperms. Excuse me. Like what? Why? It's just one of them that is going to contend for one egg. Why so many? These are signs. God litters our lives with signs and symbols. That is exactly how it is in the spirit, sisters. God has a lot of seeds. God has enough seeds to go around. God has enough assignments to go around. But God is looking for the wombs. He's looking for the womb. Where is this womb that can bear the seed? Where is this womb? The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord of run to and fro the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect with him. The Lord is looking around. He's looking around Ibadan, Abuja, Taraba State, Kaduna, Imo, Akwa Ibom. He's looking around all the earth. Germany, United States, Brazil, South Korea, everywhere. He's just looking around. Where is the heart that is perfect towards me? Where is that womb that is yielded to me? I just want to show this womb what I can do with the dead things. What I can do with the impossible things. Where is that one, that woman who is panting after me? Sisters, this is the season where the Lord is looking for wombs. I must tell you something about wombs. When you look at the womb of a woman, it is limited by time. It is not every time you can put egg in the womb of a woman. It's not going to be useful. There are times called the fertility period. That is when the egg enters, it's actually going to produce something. The fertility period. And there is even a time where the woman's fertility would totally drop. You know, except by divine orchestration. So sisters, there was a reason for which God sent you to this world. There is something the Lord wants your womb to actually carry. But what is wrong? Have you started to carry those things? When are you going to be ready? Is it when the fertility period has totally dropped? Is it when you are totally consumed with other things, other activities? Is that when you are actually supposed to arise? Your womb is created to receive seed. Just like the womb of a woman is created to receive seed. It is to hold the seed, to protect it. It will give it blood. It will give it, you know, all the nutrients that it needs. It feeds, the womb will feed it. It will form it. The bones will begin to form inside the womb. The systems, the organs begin to form in the womb. And then eventually, one day, the womb will labor and push it out. And then this seed will become life, and then it will go and become big. Yet the womb is still protecting it, even though it has ejected it. The womb is still, go and check it. When you study DNA very well, you realize the fact that a woman is just on it, just by the fact that the baby lived in the womb, she's connected to that child. There is this, all these things are just to give us what the Lord is looking at in the spirit. Mary was a very perfect example of this. This woman literally watched. You see, this woman. Let me just go to this part. Maybe you're asking, how can this thing be? Mary also asked the question, how can this thing be? I am a single sister. I am not married. How can I carry something? And then you are here as a single sister. You're saying, but how can I? Maybe let me just marry first. Hey, it is now. 16 years, 14 years, 13, whatever age you are right now, start right now and say, Father, I'm ready. I want to carry. I don't know what it means, but I want to carry. Something like that. And then maybe you are old and you're like, I'm already old. It's not the children, you don't have... That was exactly what Zechariah said. And Zechariah said, how can this thing be? And the angel was like, what? You're a priest? You're asking me that kind of a question? Have you not heard of Father Abraham? Have you not heard of how people that were old gave birth? A virgin can be talking like that. She has never seen any virgin give birth. But you, a priest? No, you're going to be dumb for this, you know. And you see, a dead womb. A womb that was dead. Received a seed. The other one, single sister, the seed that was not dead but was just dormant, it was just staying alone like that, was quickened, activation. So if you ask that question, you're not asking for too much. Both of them asked the question. But the Holy Spirit, but the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Sister, this is the thing. That the Holy Spirit will come upon me and overshadow me. He's going to actually sit on me. The Holy Spirit is going to brood on me. Then he's going to sit in the womb of my life and begin to form a seed, a burden. He's going to form a destiny. He's going to form a glory and a calling. He's going to form a hunger inside of me. Something that he wants me to labor over. Something that he wants me to pray over. Something he wants me to push out in bed. Something he wants me to watch over till the day I die. Prophetess Anna lost her husband. From the day she lost her husband, she just gave herself to the temple. She just kept on praying there for many years. Over 80 years, if I'm not mistaken. Until she saw Jesus. Immediately they brought baby Jesus. Oh, this is him. The Savior. He's been watching over her. She's been praying to see the Messiah, just like Simeon too. Simeon said, I have finally seen the baby. So can I die now? I can die now. These are men who have been laboring until I see this thing. Until this thing comes forth. Until I give birth to this thing. What baby do you have in you? What seed? What seed have you gotten in? What exactly have you received from divinity that you are nursing? Or are you just busy on Instagram and whatever? What prayer points do you have? What do you labor over? The womb is our capacity. In fact, when a woman is pregnant, almost everything in her body changes. Her nose, her mouth, her legs, her everything, all the organs are shifted to a side because of a burden. There is a burden. When people see a pregnant woman come, she's coming with a burden. Everybody passes away. In fact, nobody's there. Ah, Melo, well done. Yes, thank you. It's a burden. Coming with a burden. Sisters, the capacity increases and enlarges as that seed is there. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5 says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? You've been running with men on foot and you're tired. You are competing with people on Instagram and your church and everything. They've worn you out. How can you now begin to trade with destiny? How can you begin to fish in deep waters? Enlarge my womb, my capacity. Something has to happen to it so that I can carry. Let this capacity be increased. I don't just want to stay in a place as if I borrowed the space. Let there be an open room. Let the seed grow. There are different types of wombs. Some wombs we abort. Some wombs are leaking. Some wombs are not strong enough. But there is a womb that watches over what God has given her. She doesn't want it to die. She watches over it in prayers, in agony, in groanings, until she sees it. The day she sees it, she knows, I've delivered this one. Another seed, Lord. She takes that one up. She sees the birth. This one is delivered also. Do we have these kinds of goals? Do we take this up? I said, this is my goal. This is the seed God has put in me. I want to watch over it. I want to water it. So sisters, this is the word of God to us today. God wants to activate our wombs. The wombs that we are going to use to carry for him. God is looking for people who will carry something for him. Whatever it is you're going to carry depends on you. But sisters, I tell you, the Lord will never give you a burden that you are not prepared for.
A child of 2 years, no matter how much she tries, will never have a womb activated for carrying. Grow! Increase my capacity! Let me grow so I can take. And in the spiritual, our age is not measured by, oh, I'm 40 years, I'm 50 years, I'm 70 years. No. Age is measured by conformity, by resemblance. The more I look like Jesus, the more mature I am. So you can see a mommy or a daddy that is religious, but she doesn't look like Jesus in any way. She can be religious, she can say anything she wants to say, but she's actually not like Jesus. So she's not mature. And you might just be 15 years old, but you're daily dying to self. Daily carrying your cross and following him, you're mature. Because you're dividing in the words of righteousness. So sisters, these are the days and the seasons and the times where the eyes of the Lord walk through and through. He's visiting your room, going out, visiting your room, going out, coming to your office, just seeking for someone where he can implant this womb. But sisters, just like a woman and a man would actually have to go into intimacy to carry seed, a man and a woman that keep running away from each other, they will not get pregnant. You cannot carry. If you're not in intimacy, it is in intimacy, says the Spirit of the Lord will come on you. It's in koinonia. It's going to be a koinonia. It's going to sit on you. Then it's going to put a seed in you. Mary probably didn't know when all of this was happening. Probably she was just doing a devotion or something, but something was going on. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Sisters, enough is enough of this baby Christianity. Sit with God. Let us sit with God. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to sit upon us, activate us, put the seed in us and the burden. Let's have time and koinonia with him. And just like Mary say, I yield to you. And then he would open his mouth and tell us, oh, blessed are you amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. It is the fruit of your womb. If we have not been faithful in our families where we come out from, the Lord will not commit nations to us. If you have not been faithful to just intercession, because that is one of the best ways to it is an intercession. You intercede until you see that your brother healed, delivered from sin and Satan, and you know your family, your war, and God gives you victory in this place, gives you revelation in this place, then it begins to see how faithful you've been to bearing this burden, then it gives you a bigger one. Many of us just are aiming for continental and intercontinental seeds and influence, but we have failed where we are starting from. The womb God has given to you, sisters, needs to be activated. Now, as your spiritual womb is being activated, sisters whose wombs in the physical are actually shut or dry or leaking or not working the way it's supposed to be, this is also the time. Tell the Lord, I yield this womb to you like Anna yielded it. I yield it. If you're single too, but you have some issues with your menses and all of that, you've seen dreams of how you'll be barren or something like that, this is the period to pray. So sisters, can you just close your eyes? And can you just tell the Lord, God, I am sorry for the times I have played with the womb that you've given me. I am sorry for my ignorance. I am sorry for not knowing that you are looking down on me with so much expectation. You want me to have dominion, to take authority, to have power over the waters, over the land, over the sea. Nothing should be able to scare me. But Daddy, I have not been able to compete with even all these small issues. I have not been able to race with men on foot. How can I compete with horses? Ah, Father, I am sorry for allowing myself to be brought down by this small issue and that small issue and that small issue. I am sorry for getting everything clouded, my life clouded with so many things. I am not able to bear the things that you want me to bear. I am sorry for not having enough intimacy with you where you can actually find me and implant something in me. I am sorry, God. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you now say, God, I'm sorry for the times you looked at me and you thought you could find something in me, just as you went to see the fig tree thinking you could find a fruit to eat, but you found none. I am sorry for the times when your eyes have run to and fro my life, but I have always just put you to shame. I am sorry. I am sorry for hiding my womb from you, from hiding my strength from you, from giving myself to you. I am sorry for being clouded with so many encumbrances. I am sorry. Forgive me, God, in the name of Jesus. Can you now say, like Mary, I want to give birth to holy things for you. Lord, I want to give birth to holy things for you. Father, I want to give birth to holy things for you. Activate me, Lord. Activate my womb so that I can give birth to holy things like Mary. Mary gave birth to a holy thing for you. I want you to brood on me. Seed on me. Holy Spirit, seed on me so I can produce something. So I can give birth to something for you. Activate me, Lord. Activate my womb. I don't probably know what this means, but you do. Activate my womb so I can carry. In the name of Jesus Christ, I yield my womb over to you. I yield my womb over to you. Can you lay your hands upon your womb and say, my womb, be activated by fire, be incubated by fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fill my womb and make my womb holy. Make my womb holy. Let it be enlarged with capacity. Holy Spirit, brood on me. Let there be an entrance in this womb. Let this womb still carry for you every deadness in this womb. I command you to come alive. Deadness in my womb, come alive. I command deadness, get out of me now. My womb, come alive, come alive, come alive. I will carry for God. I will carry for God. I will carry fire. I will carry fire. I will carry fire. Great fire for my God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is with me. Say that, my Lord, the Lord is with me. Blessed am I among women. Blessed am I among women. When women are gathered, blessed am I amongst them all. Blessed is the fruit of my womb. Everything you tell me to give birth to, maybe the physical children, they are arrows in your hands. Spiritual children, they are arrows in your hands. Be it books, be it songs, be it anything you want me to produce, I will sit on it. I will pray. My capacity is enlarged. My womb is enlarged. I will not live a wasted life. I will not live a wasted life. My job in this world will not snatch the work that you gave me from me. Jobs, career, occupation will not snatch the works that I'm supposed to do for you. Give me the grace to demarcate between job and work, and to separate them, and to exalt the work more than the job. I receive capacity. Enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity. In the name of Jesus. Can you say this now? Oh Lord, I don't want to form capacity. I don't want to pretend that I have capacity. I don't want to form agility. I don't want to pretend as if I have agility. I don't want to form ability. I am done with pretense. I want the real thing. I actually want capacity. I want ability. I want agility. Father, sit on me and brood on me till all of this is formed in me. Give me the real thing. Give me the real thing. So that at the end of the day, when I come to glory, you would say of a certainty that I fulfilled everything for which you sent me to earth to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to play a sound right now for 5 minutes. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, just pray in the Spirit. Okay, pray in the Spirit sincerely from your heart. Put your hands on your womb and cry to the Lord. 5 minutes, and we'll be back by God's grace.